You take those dirty overalls after you'd boil them a while, put them up on top of this block, and you'd take a big paddle-like concern, piece of, most times it's made out of hickory, something like an axe handle, and well, you just beat them until you beat the dirt loose in them on top of this battling block. Then you put them back and wash them some more.
Say if you wanted to heat up water to make tea in, the thing you could heat it up in with the...
A kettle.
Did people ever use that word kettle to talk about the wash pot?
It was used in the sugar country. And probably maybe here earlier as a kettle to cook this juice from the sugar cane to make the sugar out of it. It's known as sugar kettles. But we always knew ours as the wash pot.
Is there any sugar cane grown around here?
Not enough to amount to anything, not commercially, I'll say. In South Louisiana, they do have quite a bit of sugar cane grown for sugar purposes.
What else can they make out of the cane besides sugar?
Well, they have a byproduct which is comes from it after the sugar has been whipped out. It's called blackstrap molasses. It's used for cattle feed. It can be used also for making alcohol. And
rum, you mean?
Paper.
Rum.
No, they'd make something like a wood alcohol or something of that kind, or commercial alcohol. Not an alcohol for drinks. Now you can take the sugar cane juice and let it ferment, and you have what we call cane beer. But it gets pretty strong sometimes too if you leave it long enough. But people used to make a little cane beer along when they were making syrup and things of that kind.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Syrup is really a table syrup, where molasses, the true name for molasses is the blackstrap that comes from making sugar. And it's not good for table purpose. It's good for feeds or things of that kind. Now, I've heard people call syrup molasses. You might hear them at the table and say, "Pass the molasses." Really, what they were asking for was the syrup. And
have you ever heard it called long sweetening or short sweetening?
No, that's a new one on me.
What about, you know, when you get take the sugar cane and get the juice out of it, what you've got left?
Bagasse.
You know something about grinding cane then?
Oh yes, we used to make syrup. We had to.
Around here?
Yeah, my daddy used to make syrup every year. We had to have that syrup because we weren't able to buy the sugar. At that time that we needed for a family our size. And my mother used that syrup in sweetening a lot of her cooking that she did.
What about, say, if you went to the store to buy some molasses, do you ever hear any special name for what it would come in?
It would come in a can. At that time, it was always put up in cans or jugs, and sometimes people would even put it in bottles and use a cork stopper to seal it with.
Did you ever hear it called a stand of molasses?